El futuro tiene nada más que la confrontación.
Hey, welcome to Unpopular Opinion. I'm your host, Adam Todd Brown. I used to write a bunch of weekly columns for a bunch of internet places, and I would use those columns to put forth all sorts of crazy opinions. Then I'd come on this show to defend those opinions. But now I don't really do any of that shit. I just do this show. Joining me today, she's a fan of the podcast who had a really good idea for an episode, so we asked her to come be on it with us. She got in an airplane and did it. Ladies and gentlemen, Rebecca Stewart. Also joining me, you can probably see him telling jokes tonight at the next Unpop stand-up show at the Alex Theater in Glendale. And even if not, you can see him do that on his birthday on October 18th. He's probably got some other stuff going on too, who knows. Ladies and gentlemen, my co-host, Jeff May. It's going to be a great show. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Unpopular Opinion. I'm your host, Adam Todd Brown. And there's people here in the room with me. Jeff's here.
Uh-huh.
Say something, Jeff.
Well, work is hard.
Rebecca Stewart.
Hello.
How are you?
Thanks.
Excellent.
This is fun.
I'm excited.
Rebecca is a fan of the podcast. She had a good idea for a podcast, and we said, hey, be on it.
Yeah.
And here we are.
Yeah, put your money where your mouth is, Bex. You got an idea? Open your mouth and say words about it.
Fly
yeah,
down
you want,
to California.
You want us to fucking talk about it? Jeez.
Yeah. Hi, boss.
Yeah.
Just because you pay our bills with your subscription money.
Yeah. That was a good use of air quotes, Jeff.
You should treat us like angry white women treat cops when they get tickets. Be like, you know what? My taxes pay your salary.
So tell the people a little bit about yourself. You're here from Michigan?
I am from Lansing, Michigan. And I am a paralegal and a law nerd in general. So
that's good.
Down here.
Because we're talking about upcoming Supreme Court cases, is that
mm-hmm.
or possible?
So these are cases that were decided this year. So they were heard sometime last year or halfway through the year this year, and then a decision came down this year.
What percentage of this is directly related to Judge Dredd?
2%, I would say.
Okay, that's not bad.
That's not a bad number for something of legal precedent. Yeah.
Judge Judy, no, she's the lower court.
Wow, I can't believe... Yeah. I'm going to sit this one out.
I can't believe Dredd actually outranked Judy on this one.
Yeah, Dredd's federal, so...
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Well, but Judge Judy is, like, universal. Like, she has jurisdiction over everything.
She's small claims.
Yeah, but... But
she's rich as fuck.
Yes, she
sure is. Jeff, how's it going?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What have you been up to lately?
Well, you know, I went to the Unpop
you know, the
show
hardest
last night.
Part of the show for me, shut up, is the first few minutes. Because I spend all that time asking everyone else what's going on in their lives when all I really want to do is talk about what I've been up to since last week. Quit mocking me! That's why we call this. Don't! That's why we call this set. God damn it! How do you know what I'm going to say? Fuck! We call this segment This Week in Adam.
Oh.
It's about to get real intense. It got intense. Stop it. Stop it. God damn it. Okay. That
Rubber
was fine.
Baby buggy bumpers. You were not expecting that, were you?
Let's talk about some court cases.
Let's talk about court.
This is going to be interesting. I read through the notes, but it's...
Yeah, it's...
I don't...
It's boring.
I don't fuck with the law.
No.
The law.
Boring.
No, yeah, it's not boring. Which one do you want to talk about first?
Let's start with Peña Rodriguez versus Colorado.
So tell us about this case.
So this is so brilliant. There was a man, Miguel Peña Rodriguez, and he was accused of sexually assaulting two teenage girls in a restroom. Obviously, he had to court with a jury.
Right.
Goal before you select a jury is to make sure there are no biases. They ask some pretty specific questions about, is there any reason you can't serve? Is there any reason you won't be unfair or anything like that. The jury all answered no. And then when deliberation came around, one of the jurors said things like, I think he did it because he's Mexican and Mexican men take whatever they want.
Wow.
Which is not cool.
That feels like a bias to me.
Did you say it's not cool because they do take whatever they want?
No.
Because that's also,
well, that's
not,
also
cool.
Not cool. It's not cool on many levels. He said other things like the defendant had an alibi witness, and the same juror said he didn't believe the alibi witness because he was, quote, an illegal.
Ah, sure.
So,
wow. Trump goes deep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it really does.
It's hitting the judicial system now. You thought it was just an executive, but oh no.
Ugh.
So what happened was, the jury convicted him. Two of the jurors approached the defense attorney afterwards and kind of were like, well, these guys said some shit that I don't think was all right, and you should probably know about it.
Right.
The problem being that Colorado, and actually most states, have this rule that what happens in the jury room stays in the jury room. It's just like Fight Club.
It's like Vegas. Yeah. It's like Vegas, but you know.
You don't talk about it. You're not allowed to talk about it.
Now, if that person was the only person voting that, what did those... I mean, didn't those other... If so he was convicted...
He was convicted. The jury came back and found him guilty.
So these two people that did say he was guilty were like, we all agree he was guilty, but one of those people was a racist.
Just a heads up, this guy was super racist, and we feel like you should know that.
We convicted your client.
Yes. That's
because
what happened.
Clearly, in the eyes of the law, even as an aside from this one racist piece of shit...
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
I think essentially where the two were coming from.
Look, we get that racism is accurate sometimes.
Yeah. But also,
it happens. We're not as public about it as this guy.
I think what it really came down to was, and this actually is a thing with juries. I don't really know why, but it's always been a neat thing, is jurors don't like when someone votes the same way as everybody else for the wrong reasons. So like if there's one holdout who's finally like, screw it, I want to go home, fine, guilty. People get really angry about that. Like, jurors tend to take their job pretty seriously, which is weird because you would not expect that.
I saw 12 angry men.
Yeah, same thing. Yeah.
And they wanted him to do that because they wanted to go home.
But at one point, one of the jurors says, I'll just vote whichever way the other ones do. And then they jump down his neck for doing that. So, it is a thing that happens. So I think really what it came down to were like, your client's guilty.
Right.
This guy voted, though, because your client was Hispanic. So
the
court, so obviously his attorney went to the court and was like, you can't uphold this conviction. This guy was clearly racist. He may have tampered the jury. It was a man. Well, they don't say it's a man, but I got an impression that it was a guy.
Why? Because
I'm
sexist.
Yep.
Obviously.
I mean, it could have been that woman from the McCain rally that's like, Obama converts with terrorists.
Could be. Yeah.
Well, the juror was also identified as a former police officer because he also made, well, the juror, we'll go with that, also made comments like 9 times out of 10 Hispanics are guilty and things like just
a woman thing.
Super racist.
Again.
So the defense attorney.
The racism is a woman thing.
That's
I agree.
Super woman thing.
Yeah.
Racist cop.
I mean,
screams.
Part of feminism is meaning that women are garbage too, you guys.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's important.
I've been a long-standing feminist.
So the attorney took this information to the judge. He got affidavits from the two jurors who came to him. Those aren't admissible in court. They can't talk about what happened. And so as a result, the judge would not overturn the conviction. So this case ended up going all the way to the Supreme Court on the grounds of, okay, sure, juries aren't supposed to talk about what happened, and there's an importance to letting juries be candid about their thoughts and their feelings while they're trying to deliberate. But this guy's Sixth Amendment right to a fair and impartial jury was obviously violated. This guy was not impartial at all. And so the Supreme Court agreed that his Sixth Amendment rights were violated, and those are more important than juries. So
did they overturn
the
conviction?
He has to go back. He's going to get a new trial.
Overturn the conviction, though.
Right.
Because that
they're
would mean...
They're going to send it back.
We know you did it. Like, get out of here. Get out of here, you skimp. We goofed up.
That's what the Supreme Court does. Is they're like, you did it wrong. Please redo it.
Yeah, it is like, it's a good precedent, I think. Like, that's how you would want it.
It is. But it's also important to note that if you are on a jury now and you say super racist shit, that might come out and you might be found out to be.
Hey, as long as you got my $10 a day, I'm happy about it.
So
I saw Jury Duty. Yeah. This is my research was mostly Pauly Shore movies.
That's good. That's good.
So I was like,
it'll really prepare you for what's about to happen. So.
Yeah. It's important. Yeah,
it is.
I forgot to turn the online-stopwatch.com clock on.
So oh, this
whole time.
This episode is a mistrial. Judge Dredd reference.
I don't get it.
So good.
I don't get it.
Because he's a judge. I'm the judge.
Agree to disagree.
I am the judge, he says in the movies.
Okay. So,
direct quote.
So, Peña Rodriguez.
So, that's Peña Rodriguez.
Yeah, that's an interesting one.
So, in what ways do you like to get out of jury duty?
I have never been selected for jury duty, but because I work in a law office, I would most likely be disqualified.
Do you, to save time, say law office?
Yes. All the time.
Streamlining this shit, baby.
Yep.
That's what we're talking about. Efficiency of words.
That's how you get it done.
You ever go jury duty?
I got called for it once, but I wasn't picked.
Yeah.
I said the guy looked guilty.
That's a good one. I would also recommend saying that you're related to an officer or that you are dating a police officer.
Oh, yeah. That's good because my grandfather was a cop.
Those are good ones.
Raquel has this really great way. She's like, but he's in jail, which means he's guilty.
That's also a good one.
They don't put you in jail if you're not guilty. Yeah. And she like plays it dumb really, really.
It was a ballsy move of me because Peoria is a small town and the dude was in the room. And I was just like. Yeah, he kind of looks guilty to me. It was he looked like Rick Rubin. He had like a beard and like long ass hair.
Looks guilty of making fat beats
or fat meth.
Well, and they want you to be honest. I mean, I don't know if you read the jurors in Martin Scully. Some of the things they said to disqualify, which were just excellent.
They disrespected the Wu-Tang.
Yeah.
I think they did it on Last Week Tonight. They did a whole special on all the things that people said about him.
There were so many. They were like, he just looks like a douchebag.
He looks like a douchebag, yeah. He looks like a sleaze.
Yeah.
He sure does.
Oh, no. Maybe put a mask over your face, buddy, or you're not going to be able to find a jury.
We still never texted that guy. We have his phone number.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about the next case.
Packingham versus North Carolina. Because I think this was going to be a thing. I think the court realized that this was going to be a thing in most states, and so they decided to take the case. This was a gentleman, I'm using that term loosely, who had been convicted of a sex offense in North Carolina. He was 21, and the age of consent was 16. So
they just lifted that age of consent.
he was interesting, but he served his time. He got out. North Carolina passed a law making it illegal for convicted sex offenders to get on social networking websites. And so he was arrested for having a Facebook.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yikes.
And he took it. He appealed the conviction, took it all the way through North Carolina, and every court shot him down. He took it to the Supreme Court, and they were basically like, yeah, sex offenders are still people. I'd be like telling him he can't have an email address. Those are things that are used.
Yeah.
What, do we know what the actual offense was?
Yes.
It says indecent liberties with a minor.
Yeah, that's the name of the offense. So North Carolina kind of has a weird criminal system, but my guessing this is touching most likely below the waist. I don't think there was penetration, though.
That's where the touching goes.
Like that would be my guess.
Like, I hit the wrong button.
To me, North Carolina is the 1700s. Still.
Yeah. Well, like, and he was 21. Like, I think he was on a college campus at the time. So it's entirely possible he did not know she was under 16.
It is very.
Yeah.
Look, man, you fuck a kid, you fucked a kid. And that's, you can't deny that. But also, like, sometimes it's like, I had a friend who he was very, like, fast and loose. And I was like, you need to start carding these girls that you hook up with.
Although, fun fact, in a lot of states, if you card her and her card says she's over 18, and it turns out that's a fake ID, you will still be held responsible. So,
wow.
That's where it gets super iffy with me.
Cougars.
On like,
just always go for cougars.
Like a lot of those rules where it's just like, well, we both got equally drunk.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, well, cougars is pretty gray. It's a pretty gray area now.
Cougars are a good call. Yeah. Because then the only thing, then you just, you're like, oh, you're actually 65. Okay. Right, well, you're holding it together. Well, that's fine.
Yeah, good for you. Yeah. What do you do, Pilates?
Congratulations, right? Judge Judy.
You do bar, Judge Judy?
You look like Judge Judy 15 years ago.
More like Judge Juicy. We're gross.
That's disgusting.
It's so good.
But so we have a lot of our listeners have Facebooks and are sex offenders.
I mean, sure. Of course. So
whether they're
fine
convicted
now.
Or not, they've
they'll
made the offense.
We they'll know be that. Fine now. The court held that it's a First Amendment right that they were limiting his speech by not allowing him to have a Facebook. So
does that mean like just pedophiles nationwide can have Facebook pages
they
again?
They totally can. They cannot make a law against you having a Interesting. Facebook. Now, if you try to diddle kids on Facebook, then
that's
going to
be a problem.
Issue.
That you don't even need to be a sex offender at first for that to be
exactly.
an issue. That
can, that's just an issue.
That can come back at you.
Yeah. Don't just...
I wonder if there's like
nothing
a...
Nothing in writing.
It's weird. It's almost like they would be like, all right, you can have a Facebook, but we have to have the password. And we can go through your messages.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they put something like that.
I mean,
in place.
I would imagine
create
like
jobs.
Terms of parole, you might be able to do something like your parole officer has access to your Facebook and can see who you're communicating with. Because I think in certain states, you can check a sex offender's phone while they're on parole to make sure they're not communicating with minors. So
that's smart.
That I wouldn't that be surprised if that was a term of parole.
Yeah. Yeah, that's always that's an interesting. Like kind of dilemma there when it comes to pedophiles. Have you seen the documentary called Pervert Park?
I have not.
It's about a community in Florida, of course, that is just a trailer park that specifically caters to people on sex offender registries who aren't allowed to live.
Yeah.
Like the way they've done it.
Like season 4 of Arrested Development.
Yeah. Well, yeah, kind of. Yeah. Like the way they've done it in Florida, like, there's people living under bridges because it's the only place they're allowed to live. Because once you start talking proximity to schools, there's schools everywhere.
Schools
I know.
And churches.
Like
and
cockroaches.
Yeah. It's a problem.
You can't be near a church.
Certain states, I believe Michigan, you cannot be within
that
a certain number of feet from a church.
Aggressive.
Yeah.
Because like that's like
it complicates things.
Especially because a lot of people who are sex offenders, like if they are seeking sort of whatever retribution they go through, it is oftentimes through religion.
Well, I think the rationale was because a lot of churches offer daycares and Sunday schools, so they kind of start to fall into that gray area. But
if
then you're
you
also
believe
looking
in
at,
God, He'll protect your kids.
Yeah, that's how that works all the time.
Fucking duh. Idiots. Jesus Christ. Let a diddler go to Christ.
Yeah. Makes sense to me. Yeah, the Pervert Park documentary, it's really interesting. There's a woman in it, which that's not a side of the pedophile story you see that often.
Is it one of them sexy teachers?
No. She is not sexy. She was abused by her. She was sexually abused by her father.
No way.
And then she met a guy online who talked her into having sex with her 8-year-old son and recording it.
Oh.
Yeah. But it's a really interesting documentary because that's the thing. Like,
is it?
It is, Jeff.
That is interesting for damn sure.
It's like at some point, where do people go? Like you have to. Like, you have to make
have to
some sort of
be a
concessions.
Person,
yeah.
They are still people.
I feel like they'd have to move to, like, New Mexico.
Yeah.
Because New Mexico can't afford to have schools anymore.
Right.
There you go. So,
and it's all desert.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. That's nuts.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's bananas.
It becomes a real problem.
I always remembered, like, one of the things that I would say on the first day of school, the first day of class when I was a teacher was like, yes, I have a Facebook. No, I won't be your friend. Stay away from me. Don't even contact me outside of school in any way unless you are 18 and graduated, because that shit is not... I was like, I'm not having it.
Yeah.
Don't even.
No.
Like, and I'd get... Like, kids would try to... They'd try to, like, create fake profiles and stuff.
Yeah.
They'd try to find me.
Why?
Because they're... Kids are assholes. Like, what do you mean, why? They're eighth graders.
It's like, don't you have something better to...
They don't.
No, they don't.
They're eighth graders.
They really don't. They live on phones and computers.
That's sad.
They're dicks. Like, yeah.
They live on dicks?
They live on dicks.
I said they're dicks, but some of them live on their own. Some of them are going pretty fast and loose on the old bus, if you know what I mean. Yeah, we had a kid. We had a couple that got in trouble for fucking on the bus in the morning. on the way to school.
Oh, no.
I was in 8th grade with a couple who had a kid in 7th grade.
Wow.
Mike Chance.
Yeah, well. Right? Pretty big chance, if you ask me.
Yeah.
He rolled the dice, and that chance did not pay off. Yeah, 7th grade, he was a dad. Can you fucking imagine?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, I can.
No.
Like, in 7th grade, like, I was such a train wreck of a person in 7th grade. Like, I didn't know anything about the world. And these motherfuckers were raising kids. But she was older. She was in 8th grade.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. See? There's that.
Pulling in some older
stuff. She can stuff. Yeah. Facebook, though.
Yeah, so. What a stud. Pulling in the 8th graders. That's impressive.
Getting some strange.
Oh, my.
So, Pakenham.
Yeah, that was Pakenham.
Versus North Carolina. Pakenham.
Oh. Man, the kid that got... right? I looked up the kid who, in 7th grade, or 8th grade, got caught having sex with on the bus. He looks like he's improved a lot.
Oh. Oh, right? My. Yeah. Can you believe, that turtle t-shirt believe, is...
Can you believe that this guy had sex on a bus when he was in 8th grade?
Does that say Hustler on his hat?
It sure does.
Oh good.
Yeah. But guess what? The S?
Dollar sign.
Oh. Whoa. Yeah.
That's pretty great.
Very classic.
But also he had... he got laid before me.
Oh, I'm that sorry, happens. Jeff.
I was like, oh, he gets two?
All right. What case should we talk about next?
Murder.
Let's talk about...
Murder was the case. Yeah,
that's always a good one.
That they gave me.
Well, it turns out no more Endo gin or juice.
Oh.
Because you're on your way to Reno.
Right, right.
Been on the Grey Goose, shackles from head to toe.
I can't die. My boo-boo's about to have my baby.
Bring your lights down and we'll make it better.
How long will I live?
Eternal life is forever.
How will I be the G that I was?
I'll give you eternal life that's greater and even imagined than your dream.
So relax your soul. Let me take control. Close your eyes, my son.
My eyes are closed.
Murder!
Murder was the case that they gave me.
That was fun.
That was good.
Always fun.
That was very good.
All right.
Legal precedent.
So we are talking Snoop Dogg versus LBC, correct?
Correct.
What case are we talking about
next? Let's do Maytel v. Tam. That's the Redskins case.
Oh, the Redskins.
Yeah.
So who are Maytel and Tam?
So Maytel is just whenever you sue the government, whoever's in charge of that particular branch of the government is the named...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so if you were to sue ICE, for example, Jeff Sessions would be who would be.
I'm
going to
sue ICE. How do I sue Trump?
You can't sue the king. We brought that over from England.
That seems a little rough when you have 1,000 lawsuits floating in the air and then you become.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know exactly how that part works out with established lawsuits, but you can't sue the president. We took that from England.
I'm guessing you'd have to sue the business.
Yes, probably.
Or the president's dumb dick kids. What?
All right.
Yeah, you just sue Junior instead. It's fine.
Yeah. What was that?
That's my impression of
it. So, Tam was in a band called The Slants, and he tried to get that name trademarked. And the patent and trademark office told him no because it was an offensive name. The Slants.
His last name's Tam.
Yeah, well, and his argument was he was trying to use the name, like, that's our word kind of thing.
Oh, like the Queers,
yes.
The band.
Yeah. But they told him no, that it was offensive towards Asian Americans, which you're like, but the Redskins are allowed.
Right.
Okay. So he sued basically saying it was a violation of his First Amendment rights. He has the freedom to express himself, and they're denying him this right. Patent and Trademark Office didn't agree. They did not want him to have that trademark. He took it all the way to Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court agreed that the Lanham Act, which is the act that allowed them to refuse to register trademarks that are scandalous, immoral, or disparaging, was unconstitutional. So he's going to get his trademark, it sounds like.
And we're going to get ourselves some Slants t-shirts.
Yeah. And the Redskins will probably not ever get sued in terms of that trademark again.
That is interesting.
Yeah, that overturns the Redskins' loss of their copyright, right?
Yeah. They'll be allowed to trade. This is for the Patent and Trademark Office, so a little bit different with copyrights. Is a different administrative bat. But they could use the same argument. But they have been sued multiple times when they renew their patent and trademark.
Yeah, it happens every few years,
when
right?
They have to renew, there's always someone who fights to not allow them to renew.
Always win.
Yeah, but then this guy wants the slants, and they told him no.
Yeah.
A fun sidemark to this is...
It's all fun so
it's
far.
It's all so much fun is people are now filing for trademark the swastika and the N-word. So...
Actually, those are pending, so I'd appreciate it if you don't bring my rules up.
Excuse me. I apologize.
These are patent pending, and I appreciate it if you don't try to blow up my spot while we're in here.
Yeah. Way to wreck our business model.
I mean...
We were really banking on that to carry us through the Trump years.
Yeah, wait till you see our next batch of shirts.
Oh, my.
Do you know Marilyn Monroe's public domain?
She is now. Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be... Gonna be great.
Oh wow, so now people can finally get shirts of her looking like an asshole.
Yeah. I don't even know if she actually is. I just assume that because of the Marilyn Monroe shirt I have. You've seen it, right?
Oh yeah, it's the one that's all like dusted up, right? It's all like,
well, she's wearing a Mexican flag bikini in front of a flag of Mexico with the word Mexico tattooed on her abs, because you know how Marilyn Monroe had an ab tattoo.
No, that's a real photo.
And she's holding a soccer ball, and it says Viva La Mexico on it.
Notorious soccer player.
Or Viva Mexico.
She was,
It's the weirdest. And I had to own it when I saw it. I was like, I have to buy that shirt. And I just can't. I'd never wear it anywhere because it's the most absurd thing.
Well, I would always wear it.
Yeah, I mean.
What size is it?
It's a 2X. Oh, never mind. Yeah. Maybe I'll wear it to the darkest hour.
You probably should.
That would be fun.
That would fit with the theme.
Yeah, it sure would. So yeah, this is.
Is it because their skin is darker than yours?
Who?
The Mexicans?
No.
Are you being racist?
No, Jeff. No,
Adam.
Jeff.
Adam.
Jeff. No. All right. Fine. I love that you got me.
Roasted.
You know, son of a bitch. All right. So yeah.
So this is but it's hard because like when you think about like bands, like I know there are a lot of like bands, like there's a band called Limp Wrist. There's a band called there's the Queers.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, how far do you go to what's offensive too? That's the other thing.
That's
too.
The hard thing is it's again, and that's always my thought process is like, oh, this guy wanted to have a band named the Slants, but the Redskins were totally fine.
The Gypsies.
Having, yeah, exactly.
You know, like Gypsies, that's fucking racist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's and that's really what the court came down to is like this is clearly not allowing people to express themselves. It's really limiting an artist's ability.
Yeah.
So
if Piss Christ is art, you know, like
so I guess we're stuck with the Redskins forever.
We should change our name to the Piss Christs.
I don't hate it.
I think it's pretty good.
Yeah. I don't hate it.
I like it. I like it.
Maybe we should get some slaves. No.
What?
What? Nothing. I didn't say that.
Oh,
never mind. You still haven't seen What We Do in the Shadows.
Oh, yeah. No, I haven't. No, so it's a reference from...
It's like a very...
movie reference.
Yeah, it's the...
Great movie.
He has some antiquated ideas. He cuts to the guy and goes, maybe we should get some slaves.
Okay, I get it now in context. What one do you want to talk about next?
Let's do, since we're moving right along, Esquivel Quintana versus Sessions. So
again,
this was Attorney General Jeff Sessions is representing the government. So
old Jay Sesh.
Isn't it weird thinking of him as a general of any kind?
Right?
Yeah. He doesn't have that look.
He's so little.
What is it? Somebody wrote about how he was repealing DACA, and it's just like, it's insane that somebody who came here on a cookie boat in a chocolate river would then try to do that. Where's the session?
That's a good point.
That is... Oh, my.
Oh, here it is. I found it.
Yeah.
Usually it's Sessions versus the Hispanic name, not the other way around.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well...
So what happened here?
So just variations on a theme with 16-year-olds here. Juan Esquivel Quintana was charged with essentially statutory rape in California. He had sex with a 16-year-old, and under California law at the time, that was not allowed. She was considered a minor.
How old was he?
He was 20 at the time. 20.
Did they change it to 16 recently?
Oftentimes it's within age, but you have to be within a certain...
Oh, yeah. So that was also part of it.
It's like if you're 18... and you fuck a 16-year-old, it's fine. But if you're 19 and you fuck a 16-year-old, it's not.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So he was convicted of sexual intercourse accomplished with a person who is not the spouse of the predator. And the person is a minor, and for purposes of the section, a minor is someone under the age of 18 in California, which is interesting. In Michigan, it's 16. A lot of places, it's 16. Right.
In Alabama, it's 9.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
People don't know that.
But then additionally, under California law, any person who engages in an act of unlawful sexual intercourse with a minor who is more than 3 years younger than the perpetrator is guilty of either a misdemeanor or a felony. So additional problems because he was 20 and she was 16.
I know my dick law, yeah. Man.
Gotta you were a teacher, you have
gotta
to
bone
that.
Up on that dick law.
You guys want some tips? You need any tips?
Tips? Dick tips?
So,
don't even give him that.
He was sentenced to 90 days in jail and 5 years of probation. Once he got out, he moved to my home state of Michigan.
Woo! Congrats.
Excellent. And under the Immigration and Nationality Act, an immigrant convicted of an aggravated felony, including a sexual abuse of a minor, in most instances must be removed from the United States. So he was here legally. But because he had been convicted in California of what was considered an aggravated assault, ICE moved to have him deported.
Sure.
So.
Kids.
Yeah, it's great.
Kids.
It's great. Now, under the Ninth Circuit, which is what covers California, they had struck down that being used as a way to deport legal immigrants.
Oh.
But he was in Michigan. So right. Ninth Circuit did not apply. And so the judge was going to send him back. Because under federal law, it's also 16 is what they would consider an aggravated assault when you're diddling a minor. Yeah.
That's weird, though, because she was 16.
Yeah, it's...
And it's like, I mean, but come on, man, you're 20. You can't get any strange closer.
Right?
You know?
Yeah.
You have to go for the...
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's technically a crime, but I also wouldn't feel threatened having this dude in the community.
Yeah, like he's not...
It's a legal crime in the United States, but like biology and evolution, it's like... It's weird. That would have been weird in the opposite direction if this was 200 years ago.
Yeah.
It's like, what took you so long? Come on, Esquivel Martinez.
You're dead in a couple years. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the judge, because it was in Michigan, the federal judge in Michigan does not have to obey the Ninth Circuit law. So they
can
moved.
Be a dick.
Yeah. So they moved to have him removed. It obviously had to go. The Sixth Circuit agreed with the state judge, or the federal state judge, and he was going to be deported. They went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court unanimously said, no, the Ninth Circuit is right on that. The federal rule is 16.
You know, it's funny, too, when we talk about, like, the legal. It's so hard, and this must be difficult, and it's something, as I've been reading these, and I've kind of touched on it a little bit, it's hard to separate the rule of law versus, but this guy's a creep.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Like, it's hard to break that away. Like, when we talked about the guy that, like, probably definitely assaulted those two teenage girls in the restroom. And it's like, but someone was racist. It's like, you racist dick. You undid. It was like with OJ. And it was just like, when they found out all those cops were racist, and you're like, all right.
It's a problem. Yeah. Like, they still have rights. They're still.
True.
They're still people. They're terrible, terrible people. But they are still people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that is the law.
So.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
It's hard to have that moral vacuum.
It is, and it's weird what kind of things influence us. Like, TV has such an influence on, like,
Daredevil.
Yeah, exactly,
absolutely,
that's
exactly
the big thing I think of.
Have either of you been watching the Scott Peterson Daredevil documentary?
No, I want to.
They make a really interesting case that there was no case against him.
Yeah, you'd like, be it's, surprised.
And instead, murder was the case that they gave him.
Yeah, like, there's witnesses who saw her after she was allegedly supposed to have gone missing, which would, like, basically exonerate him. And it's crazy the disparity between what the public thinks, which is that, of course, he's guilty.
Yeah.
Like, of course. And a lot of it has to do with Nancy Grace going, he just rubbed me the wrong way. And it's like,
yeah, but
how about you fucking let the justice system do its job?
These people get tried way before they even get to jury selection. It creates all kinds of problems.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Like the gentleman who left his toddler in the car.
Oh, right.
The first impression is like, how do you leave your small child in a car? Like, how is that a thing? That's a thing.
Yeah,
that
for sure.
That happens. Principals, judges, teachers, like, there is a recorded history of this being a thing that happens.
Because fuck babies.
But this guy, well, and this guy, you know, happened to be sending dirty pictures to other women while his toddler died, so now he's going to go to jail where most people wouldn't even be charged.
Yeah, that's a thing I always think about. Like, if you're married and having an affair, if anything happens to your spouse, you're probably going to fucking prison.
So I've been watching Murderous Affairs on Netflix.
Very nice.
Here's a great thing about Murderous Affairs is they cover a lot of ground in a very short time.
Oh, yeah.
Because it is two murders per episode, and each episode is slated to be roughly half an hour.
Yeah, Deadly Women does that. They cover like two or three.
And they're like, let's burn through this one in Detroit real quick, and then we're going to go to London.
Yeah.
And then they're like, holy shit. And also, the actresses they hire are always so much prettier.
Yeah, like, I used to.
But the actors are always dumpy as fuck, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
I don't believe these two were married. It's like, these are the reenactors. It's like, I'm out of it.
Yeah.
They spend all the money on the women. So
yeah.
They
the whole
budget
is just Naomi Campbell pretending to be some housewife.
I used to do a whole bit about true crime and how just everyone dies pretty in true crime heaven.
Yeah.
Like, you never look better than in your true crime reenactment. They really. Like, that's always the moment I wait for. Like, you're watching it and like, these people are so beautiful. And then they finally show you everyone at the end and you're like, oh, fuck.
Not even close.
I would have killed her too.
Right?
Jeez.
How did it take you that long?
Exactly.
There was Raquel, when we were watching Murderous Affairs, she's just like, yeah, that's why whenever I pose for a picture, I always wonder if it'll be the one Dateline chooses to do like the zoom in.
Oh, yeah.
Like she treats every picture like her Dateline murder picture.
Yeah.
That ominous, but things were about to go very wrong.
Yeah. She's like, I want to make sure that's.
And you're just there with your friends, like, hey.
And then they just slow zoom in on it. That's brilliant. It's a good point. Yeah. It's a good way to view it.
It is.
That is.
As they cut to commercial.
So, what's our favorite murder? Let's go through this real quick. What's your favorite murder?
Oh.
Mmm.
I would have to say the Pictured Rocks murder. I'm a Michigan girl, so the guy who pushed his wife off.
And I'm a Patriots fan. Yeah, we get it. We like our local shit.
The guy who pushed his wife off the cliff.
What? Tell us about that. What was that?
Oh, that was great.
She was a roadrunner.
Yeah. I want to say it was like their 25th anniversary, and they went up to the national park in the UP, and he like made a big deal about like this was like their honeymoon spot that they went to on their honeymoon, and then he went to the bathroom for some reason.
The reason is because he had to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, but he left her right in that spot, and then what he first told police was when he came back, she was gone.
Right.
And he's afraid of heights, so he crawled to the edge of the cliff and saw what looked like her body and then went and got him. Then 20 minutes later, he tells the police that when he came back from the bathroom, she turned to him, smiled, and then jumped off the cliff.
That's cool.
You know what they say. You know what the 25th disturbing. Anniversary is. You know what the gift is. Thrills. It's thrills.
So disturbing. And then the final story he told police was that he came back and they were talking and then she slipped off the cliff. But she also had a bruise.
After he pushed her.
Yeah. She also had a bruise across both of her shins that looked like someone had kicked her. And he was like a black belt in karate. So,
black belt shin kicks.
Yeah.
Wow. Mortal Kombat.
Yes,
like,
exactly. That's
like
exactly.
The pit in Mortal Kombat. Yeah.
That's what he did.
Brutal uppercut. She goes flying, has to fight reptile at the bottom. It's all dangerous.
It was. And then like they also found his phone records. Like he had been talking with another woman.
There it is. Don't do it. Don't do it.
He called her like 15 minutes after he alleges his wife fell off the cliff. And you're like, oh, come
that
on,
was,
buddy.
That's one thing that can't. That's one of the things Scott Peterson, if he's innocent, that's how he fucked himself up.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's like recordings of him calling. Because, you know, he had that girlfriend also.
Yeah.
And there's a recording of him calling her. And he's like, I'm in France. We're at, I forget what he said he was at, like at a jazz concert or some shit. And it turned out he was at his wife's candlelight vigil when he called his girlfriend. And it's like, even if you're not guilty, that's going to make you look guilty.
If he was in France, I'd be like, bitch, what are you, Roman?
Right?
It's got to be pretty expensive.
Why are you calling me?
Yeah, what's wrong with you? Call me when you get back to the States or get a SIM card or something.
Wasn't he on his way to the girlfriend's house when they arrested him and he had like a shovel and other murder implements in his trunk?
I feel like using a shovel as a murder implement isn't very fair. I've used shovels for a lot of things.
Yeah, having a shovel in your car.
I feel like there was like stuff in his trunk that made them think that he might have been going to kill the girl.
Well, they circumstantial evidence.
It was a lot of circumstantial evidence. Like at one point, they at one point they said they found his wife's hair at his in his car and at his place of work.
No fucking
shit. Yeah, his lawyer was like, I would hope his wife's hair would be at all those places.
Do you know how much Raquel is embedded into all of my fucking clothing?
I shed everywhere.
Yeah.
I told her, I was like, you'd know I'd ever have an affair because I'm literally covered in hair.
Yeah.
All the time. If you
live, it's how we mark our territory.
Yeah. If you live with a woman, you're going to have hair.
Everywhere.
You're going to track it everywhere.
Yeah. I have like I have shirts that I haven't worn in a while where I have leftover or if you're even near a woman.
Yeah.
Like I've had I've had Angie's hair on me from like hugging her and leaving, and then I'm like, oh, that's a where did this come from story later on. Why did I find a black hair on you? But fucking I hugged Angie on the way back.
Don't hug my fucking girlfriend.
Hug whoever the fuck I
want. You fucking piece of shit.
I am an individual and I will do what I want when I want.
That's a good point.
That's a fair point. Thank you.
Yeah, that was
your favorite murder.
I like that Casey Anthony murder. I got to be honest. You know why? She is sexy as hell. Am I right?
She's a looker.
She is a looker.
There's something about a sexy murderess that really gets you going.
Yeah.
Where and I'm another like, case where they did not have a lot of evidence.
She got she got remarried, right?
Yes.
See, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
Thought I had a chance, you know?
Right?
You probably still have a chance. She doesn't. Hey, yeah. I feel like her moral code isn't that strict.
Right? That being said, like, I wouldn't have a kid with her.
Well, no.
Not for long.
Yes.
Hey, that was a good one.
Oh, going through more kids than a Batman. Oh,
because
Robin's.
My favorite murder is the Michael Peterson case, which is one where he went to prison for a long time for that and was finally exonerated. And I think the most interesting theory in that case is that an owl caused her injuries.
There's a guy who wrote like a whole thing. The neighbor thinks it's an owl.
There's because she had, if you're not familiar with the case, this guy basically found his wife. There's a great documentary about it called The Staircase.
Yeah.
He goes in the house and finds his wife at the bottom of the staircase.
Murder was the case that I fell down.
Just covered in blood and like bleeding profusely from the head, and she's dead. And he goes to prison for a while for beating her to death. And what happened is, like, if you watch the documentary, the prosecutor's closing statement in that is the most infuriating thing I've ever seen. Because these two were married, but he was gay. Like, he was secretly gay.
Why would he marry a woman if he's gay?
Yeah, exactly. And they just had, you know, they had an arrangement where she was like, fuck, I don't care. Like, I can go fuck other dudes. Like, he's married. Yeah. Like, it's fine. Like, they had an arrangement. But when it came time to go to trial, which I believe was also in North Carolina, this prosecutor in her closing arguments is like, now, do you believe that a woman is just going to let her husband go out and have sex with men and just put up with that? And like, that's what they convicted him on, basically, was that
Tell me in North Carolina they were bigoted towards that kind of a marriage?
And he basically got convicted because he was gay.
Yeah.
Like, that was the evidence they used against him. But he finally got out, and I think he's still out. But if you look
he's
at
been
the
out for quite some time. Yeah. His wife was murdered.
Yeah. Well, no, maybe not. Maybe because if you look at the physical evidence, the marks on her head, she has three gashes on her head, and they're in the shape of an owl's talons. And what this person who came up with this theory thinks, and there was like an owl attack or something.
Yeah, there had been like something had happened earlier involving a very specific species of owl that is aggressive.
Right. It's aggressive, and it like
owls are pieces of shit, by the way.
They're huge pieces of shit.
Yeah.
And what this guy theorizes happened is that this owl basically landed on her and she went to swat it away and it fucking like gashed her, and that's what caused her to bleed at first, but she also fell when she got in the house because they had hardwood floors.
You got attacked by a fucking owl.
Yeah.
I'd fall over every third step.
Yeah, and there was so much blood, and it was hardwood floors, that she just kept falling, and they used all of that.
Like in Double Dare.
Pretty much. Like,
the saddest version.
But one of the things they did in that case, they did reenactments of the crime. Ugh. But they did them specifically to try and get the result they wanted. Once they beat this dummy in the right way to make the blood splatter the way they wanted it, they were like, that's how it happened. And it was completely implausible. Like, all of the physical evidence made no fucking sense. There would have been blood on the ceiling, on the and it was all she fell.
Yeah.
She fell down the stairs and hit her head. And that's a crazy fucking case. We're talking about it on Pretty Scary with Aphrodite Jones.
Oh, yay!
Yeah, we're doing that, recording that September 12th. Never forget.
You have, also have talked about this documentary on previous episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have.
No, I listened to an interview with that. I think it was a neighbor.
Yeah.
Who was obsessed with this owl theory, and he has the species and.
Yeah, well, they found a feather in her hair.
Yeah.
She was appropriating Native American culture. She got what she deserved.
If that owl was a person. That would convict that owl.
Oh, yeah.
You found an owl's feather in her hair. I think we can at least consider that it might have been an owl. Like, that's
profiling.
Yeah. I'm interested to hear what Aphrodite Jones has to say. I'm going to read her book about it this weekend. And if I...
fucking dork.
Adam, I read a fucking book.
I read an article about speed reading, and it changed my fucking life. I can burn through books now. It's amazing.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I burn books, too.
That's what I meant, yeah.
It's in vogue right now.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. It is. Should we talk about one more case before we get out of here? Do you have another one?
Yeah, let's do Trinity Lutheran. That's the last one.
Trinity Lutheran.
This is the how a recycled tire initiative ruined separation of church and state as we know it.
What?
What?
Yeah, maybe.
That's hilarious.
Maybe.
So what happened in this?
So this is great. There was, I'm trying to remember what state it was in.
Missouri.
Yeah. They had an initiative where you could get funding to replace the pea gravel on your playground with recycled tire scraps.
Ah.
Trinity Lutheran had a daycare center with a playground, and so they applied to get funding for this. They're obviously a religious group, and so Missouri told them, no.
Yeah.
We don't give public funds to a religious organization. Very much the way they worded it was like, no, you're a church.
Right.
No, you're a church. You can't have it. No, you're a church. And so the church kept appealing it and kept getting swatted down. Although it was worth noting that at one point, Trinity's application ranked 5th out of 44 applications for it. So outside of them being a church, they were highly qualified for the reimbursement.
Right.
So it went to the Supreme Court. 7-2, they said, give them the money. And basically what the argument was is that they have a freedom to practice their religion, and you're denying them that solely based on their religion. So they kind of compared it to the laws that used to outlaw Catholics from being able to run for public office, things like that. And basically we're saying you're discriminating specifically because they're a church.
Right.
Now the issue is that we don't often give – I mean – we give more money to churches than we realize in terms of federal tax money and their tax breaks and things like that.
I think we know how much we give them.
We give them a decent amount of money.
Yeah.
But the problem is this a lot of people think will open the door for things like places that have school of choice for you to take your tax dollars and go to the Catholic school.
Fuck, school choice.
Yeah.
School choice, I'm not 100% sure school choice actually applies to moving to a private school. School choice is for a different public.
It does not right now. Right now, it doesn't.
Okay, and what you're saying is this could. The argument is
that this case could open the door for parents to take their children.
Fuck, and
basically,
choice.
Because the problem is that the way the court kind of worded it is you're discriminating based on accidents, so you can't use public money to do religious things. They weren't using the money to do religious things. They were doing to replace the pea gravel in their playground.
Right.
So, it's the analogy they gave is, firefighters still come to a church if it's on fire. The police officers will still come if somebody has a gun in your church and you don't want them to.
Also, isn't that shit the stuff that causes cancer in all those kids?
Yeah, that. Yeah. We need to follow up on that. I don't know whatever came of that.
Yeah, I don't know either.
But those, there were soccer goalies.
That's right, yeah.
Getting cancer in the, like in the.
From the recycled.
Northwest.
Yeah.
From recycled. They think it's for, the only thing they all had in common was that they all played on this recycled tire rubber kind of surface.
It's a problem. Although pea gravel in your knee was never fun.
Wait, what?
Pea gravel in your knees are never fun.
No, those are the worst things to ever play on. Playing soccer on turf is the worst thing in the world.
Yeah.
It's fucking brutal.
Ugh. Well, I mean, partly because soccer is a bullshit sport for idiots.
Yes. I mean, I
coach. Or for the entire world.
I coached for 7 years. It's fine, whatever.
Yeah.
So that, that's
I'm sure
the,
you did.
That's the big issue with that one is that, you know.
Sure you did.
I did.
Knocked down.
Hold on 1 second. Hold I on. Did.
You did not.
Yes, I did. And our last season, we went undefeated because I was fucking great.
Oh,
just
my.
Kidding. We went undefeated because the girls were fantastic. And all I did was just be like, just go in there.
Nice.
It was so great. It was so easy. It was the easiest gig in the world.
I still don't believe you. I'm sorry.
Why
I just
would
don't.
You say
Do
something
you have
like
proof?
That?
Yeah.
Can you provide proof?
Yes, I can. Of course I can. Well, how much proof do you want?
I like when Michael Bennett, that NFL running back who said the police pointed a gun at his head, he posted that and people were like, do you have proof?
Yeah.
It's like, what are you going to do? Pull out your phone?
Yeah.
Be like, can I take a picture
Hold
of this?
Hold on, officer.
Yeah.
Give me
let
a minute.
Me, just let me reach in my pocket while you have a gun to
let
my head so I can document
a
what's happening.
Let me take a selfie.
Fucking people. What is this? What's going on now?
Oh, look at that.
Oh,
that's me with my soccer team. And
oh
me
my.
Creeping in the back.
Yeah.
Nice.
You are a creep.
Nice.
Don't say that.
So what else about that, anything else
one,
about this case?
So that one could be super problematic. It's not problematic right now because, I mean, the playground's going to get tires and that's fine. But it could lead to a lot of problems down the road in terms of what is discrimination against a church.
Right.
Who gets public money. A lot of things that are also pointed out is like a lot of FEMA aid does not go to churches.
Oh.
Now it might be able to. And you also talk about, you know, there's only so big a pie is in terms of who's getting this funding. And when you allow churches to get that, you're taking away from non-religious
right
places. So those are the concerns that are coming up with that one. We'll see that. I think that case is going to end up being a landmark case in terms of a turning point for religious funding.
Wow. So that's a thing to look
that's
out for.
That's not going to be fun. That's not going to be good.
Mark your calendars.
Yeah.
The end of the separation of church and state coming soon to the United States of America.
But there's no God. That's so weird.
It doesn't matter.
That they would do that.
It does. Yeah, it doesn't matter in
but
the eyes of.
But there isn't a, there's no. There isn't a God, though.
Yeah,
so, like, all the stuff is wrong.
It. They think that, though.
But they don't have, like, but they believe in a lie.
Yeah.
So.
We let them do that.
But, yeah, people
that?
Are allowed to, like, people get to believe whatever they want to believe.
How hard,
though?
I've heard it's very hard to classify yourself as a religion. Like, it's actually harder than a lot of people
I mean,
think.
It took Everyone, Scientology a while.
Yeah, and see, that's the other thing. I'm like, so what does that mean for if Scientology just decides they want to open schools?
Yeah, well, Scientology, I think we stripped their tax-exempt status.
Really?
I'm pretty sure we did at one point.
I know that we've tried, but then they, like, tried to blackmail IRS agents, which is terrifying.
Lee awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great. I don't know, but that would be my concern is.
Let's see. Let's see what Snopes says. False! Aw.
They're still religious. They're still.
It says, yeah, it says they are. Here's the thing about Snopes. Sometimes it'll say false and you go in and read it and it's just like a really minor technicality. And it's like, that's still kind of true.
They need like a range.
Yeah. I was never prouder of myself than the first time I read a Snopes article and was like, no, they're wrong. They're wrong about this.
That's a big moment.
Yeah. But
you're a big moment.
It's fine. I think I put it in a Cracked article. It was about Martin Luther King and about whether his family was able to sue the government. And they were like, no, they didn't sue the government. They sued an entire government agency and won. And
that's awesome.
They sued that agency for being complicit in his assassination.
Not good.
So not entirely untrue. Yeah. Just not as true as he sued the government. But anyway, should we read some comments?
We should.
Sure.
We should.
Here we
Let's see.
Go.
You know, It's a big world out there.
Why are you doing this?
I'm helping.
It's easy to feel like things you say don't matter.
But I
want you to know that's not true. We call the segment Your Voice Matters. Fuck! Where we
read your stupid fucking comments from the last few episodes and respond to them
personally.
Personally.
Thank you. Good job. Fade it out, Brett. I said fade it out.
He's drunk.
Yeah. Brett's drunk again.
Bonnaroo's happening, so.
Wouldn't it be funny if Brett had been on all of these podcasts this whole time and he just never talks? That would be amazing. All right, let's read
the episode.
Some comments. This is the episode called Understanding Antifa.
Antifa.
James Hill, he says in quotes, if you don't have anything to hide, ... there are perfectly legitimate things to hide. Witness protection is a thing after all, and that's only the most obvious dramatic example. We said that on the podcast.
Yeah. We literally
said that there's reasons why you would want to cover your face, James. Take it down a notch.
And maybe that's how you want to express yourself.
Express yourself. That's all. Will C. says, getting Tom DeLonge on the podcast to talk about aliens and shit would be cool.
Where are you?
But if you want a musician to come on to talk politics, Chris Hanna from Propagandhi would be an extremely interesting guest. They are about to put out a new album and tour, so he would probably be easy to get a hold of. Look into it! Don't tell us what to do.
You have so many bosses, Adam.
I know.
You're not the boss of me now.
I don't understand.
But they're like vegan Reich, aren't they? Like they're like heavy.
Oh yeah, genocide.
That was a band.
Says if they know of ATB's love of the McRib and Jeff's plan to replace himself with chicken eggs, they might not come on. Their album supporting cast had a really strong anti-meat message in the liner notes, like really aggressive.
I'll fight them.
Is it like some Morrissey shit?
Yeah.
Oh,
I saw Morrissey in concert, and I was really worried I wouldn't be able to buy like a hot dog or something at the concession stand, but it was cool.
They had stuff.
Yeah, they did.
I mean, money's money. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, Morrissey's convictions last ultimately to what he can pay his bills with.
I mean, fair enough.
I can smell meat on your breath. Concert canceled.
What else do we got? Gabriel Ferrer says there's about to be a lot of laws passed that people will be like, well, it's legal to do this, but apartheid was legal. Slavery was legal. Lynching black people was legal just 50 years ago. Legal doesn't mean fair or what's right. That's correct.
I said it on that episode. The Holocaust was legal.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, there's still plenty of stuff today that's legal that doesn't make it okay.
Yeah, like getting sweet 16-year-old strange.
Yeah.
Right?
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Get some strange.
Get that strange.
What the fuck is wrong with me?
Yeah. PNW says, really appreciate this episode. Shut up.
We really
Sorry. I'm not.
Appreciate you.
Positive feedback. Sorry about that. Thank you very much.
Jen Ryman said, excellent and entertaining as always.
Yeah.
Correct, as always.
Yeah. James Dillenbeck says, Andy was great. Love how pro-punk rock this network is at times also. Great episode. We are pretty pro-punk rock sometimes.
You know what? I'd like to think of ourselves as the most organized subscription-based service that's also pro-punk rock.
It's a niche market. I would think so.
It is very niche.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's for people that...
you guys feel it well.
Yeah. I bought a punk rock CD at Spencer Gifts once. It's fine.
Very nice,
It was like a Chunk of Punk CD that was like on super clearance. I got it for like $2. It was fantastic.
Did you say Chunk of Punk?
It was called Chunk of Punk, yeah. And it's the fucking CD was just a picture of a Doc Martin on it.
Oh, nice.
I was like, I'll fuck with that. It was great.
Have you ever heard any of the Punkos albums?
Oh, yeah. I had Punkos 80s and Punkos 90s.
Those are great.
They're really good.
Those are fun.
That's me in the corner.
Yes, exactly.
That's me in the spot. That actually made me like, why don't we could drive around this town and let the cops chase us around.
That's a good song.
Like, that's the first
Gin Blossoms, right?
That made me retroactively like the Gin Blossoms.
The Gin Blossoms were a really good band.
Yeah.
People, they don't get enough credit.
They have a Punkos hip hop and they do the shout outs at the beginning.
Oh.
And it's most excellent.
I like that. Wow. I like I got those Punkos albums.
Those are fun.
I used to one of my favorite CDs that I ever owned was a sample CD from Drive-Thru Records. from like 2004, like late, like winter quarter 2004 from AP.
Nice.
And
nice.
I was like, nice. Still, it still holds up. It's like, I was like, oh, it's a really great Hello Goodbye song. I love this version of Shimmy Shimmy Quarter Turn. How fantastic is this?
We should get out of here. We got to do Listcast in half an hour.
Yeah. Let's get out of here.
Less than half an hour.
List, get out of here.
Hey, come to the Unpops live show in Glendale. September 20th is the next one. 7:30 p.m. The door is open. Show starts at 8. Rebecca was at the one last night.
So much fun.
There's so much fun,
there's
right?
So much fun.
We have a crazy, crazy lineup on September 20th. Connor McSpadden is going to be there. Ooh. Lori Kilmartin is headlining.
What?
Greg Edwards.
Oh, with the baby.
With Greg Edwards with the baby.
And who else? Travis fucking Clark.
Oh, man.
That's a hell of a lineup.
It's yeah. And Josh Denny was going to be there, but he has to push to October. So, but we'll get another killer in there. Don't worry. Yeah, it is. It's going to be. That,
it's fine.
That is a crazy strong lineup.
You know I'll be there in a pinch anyway.
Yeah.
Who can I get? Well, I'm yeah, fucking yeah, here, exactly. So it's yeah. fine. I'm at the merch table.
Yeah.
All right. Let's... What else do we have to plug, Rebecca?
You can follow me on Instagram.
Edit that out, Brett.
What is it?
I'm Mrs.R.Stewart, S-T-E-W. I have a Twitter. It's Becca Boop LP. I don't know how to use it correctly, though. And then real quick. Either.
It's pretty hard.
If you're in need of a hammock, go to CW Outfitters on Amazon.
Wait.
That's my husband, so.
Wait, what, real quick.
If I'm going to keep paying these guys, I need him to get paid. AW Outfitters. I'm sorry, AW Outfitters.
Oh, like the root beer.
Yes. Okay. AW Outfitters.
Outfitters. What's a hammock go for? $44.99? That's a really good deal.
That's not bad for a hammock.
It's like a bed for the air
yep.
outside.
It's like a bed yeah. for your porch.
Do you ever, anybody put a hammock inside?
You can.
I had one in my dorm.
What?
Yeah. I had a lofted bed, and then underneath was a hammock.
He installed your hammock?
Totally.
Nice.
I'm into that.
Jeff, do you got anything to plug, you big stupid idiot?
Oh, what? No, why would you say something like that?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I wasn't thinking.
Mint on Cards, the second Friday of every month. Things are great. You know that. We have a really, really great show lined up for October 13th at Blast from the Past on beautiful Magnolia in Burbank. So we got that. Come see me at Bear Burger in Santa Monica at 8:30. That's exciting. I'm doing, if I could do stand up in a burger joint once a week, I'm all right with it.
Yeah.
That'll be at 8:30 PM on Thursday, the 21st. I'll be in Sherman Oaks with Greg Cashmadian the 22nd. Got a bunch of stuff.
Bunch of stuff.
So popular.
I'll be headlining Flappers in October at some point in time. That's a new thing I got. That's coming.
Fine.
Down the line. Yeah. The Naughty But Nerdy Show.
Mm.
So I'm going to have to commit some crimes.
Mm. Yeah. All right, let's get the fuck out of here. Rebecca, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Jeff, say goodbye.
You get the Rebecca Stewart rookie card, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody. We love you.
Bristol Street.